America weekend.
I'm walking, hear the need, I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back with me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Walking. Fats Domino was walking nearly 60 years ago. So let's you and I keep on walking over to Lisa Ritchie. It's time for this week's Fit in a Minute.
Walking can lower the risks of heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and body fat while increasing your longevity. It can be done almost anywhere with very little investment. Make sure you have a pair of sturdy walking shoes or sneakers that fit properly to eliminate the risk of blisters or injuries. Be sure to get a clean bill of health from your doctor before starting any fitness program. Warm up by walking slowly for the first quarter mile. If your shins are hurting, you're going too fast. Stretch after your walk when muscles are warmed up and less subject to injury. Swing your arms naturally from the shoulder, elbows slightly bent so that they cross the midsection, head up and roll your foot from heel to toe. Keep your shoulders down, abdominals in, and walk with a purpose. Don't forget your water bottle, sunscreen, and ID. You can progress using frequency, duration, or intensity. Start walking 3 times a week, gradually increasing. For duration, work up to 20 minutes of brisk walking. Once you've reached the most minutes and frequency your schedule allows, you can increase intensity by adding hills, steps, skips, or jumps, or speeding up. Never use hand or ankle weights as they can ruin your form and increase the risk of injury. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And Lisa will be back next week. We turn from walking to sitting. Do you know it is the least healthy thing you do every day? Think about when you sit at your desk, at your job, for hours upon hours upon hours, and you start to get pins and needles. You feel somewhat wishy-washy. Your legs get heavy. You feel lethargic. Sitting is not good for you. Stand up. I work in an industry where people sit in a small studio in front of a microphone for hours upon hours upon hours. I choose not. Right now, as I do this show, I am standing up. Anyone will tell you, if you're involved in any sort of performance for your occupation, you respond better, you sound better, you perform better if you're standing up. You can be more animated, the blood is flowing, it's just a healthier situation. I've known people that have sat in studios 6, 7, 8 hours at a time, day after day after day. It has taken such an incredible toll upon their physical and mental beings. It's a shame. It brings us to our story. Ultra runner Adam St. Pierre thought he had training down to a science. An exercise physiologist and running coach in Boulder, Colorado, he ran between 40 and 70 miles a week, stretched 15 minutes twice a day, saw a massage therapist twice a month. But at the peak of the 2014 racing season, the 33-year-old was nearly sidelined by tight hip flexors. The muscles run from your femur up to the pelvis. When they're tight, you lose range of motion and considerable speed, and you feel like you have to go to the bathroom all the time, he says. That's untenable for an average day, let alone a 100-mile race. St. Pierre hunted for a solution. He tried Pilates, stretching more, strengthening his core. Still, the pain persisted. Finally, he realized that he'd overlooked one critical part of his daily routine, the 6 hours a day he spent sitting at his desk. I was doing everything I could to keep my hip flexors loose enough to allow me to run, but I neglected the small, obvious change, says St. Pierre. He converted his office desk to a standing station and cut his sedentary time in half. In weeks, his hip muscles released. 2 months later, he raced a 50-miler in Vermont in his personal best time of 8 hours 18 minutes. I feel great, he says. Since, I've even noticed my chronic lower back pain has faded away. If too much time behind a desk can mess up a hardcore athlete like St. Pierre, imagine the impact it has on the typical person. That's exactly what experts in the emerging field of inactivity physiology are exploring, and their conclusions may surprise you. Most of us sit 10-plus hours a day, more than we sleep. While we are seated, a lot of bad things happen. Blood sugar rises, muscles become tighter, and blood flow to the heart slows, even in those who exercise regularly. This is one reason why so many frustrated people can't make big changes in their health. This, according to Mark Hamilton, a professor at Louisiana's Pennington Biomedical Research Center, who has studied inactivity physiology for 20 years. According to Hamilton, your good habits, like working out and eating well, are not enough. Something extremely potent is happening in your body in the hours that you sit idle, he says. So imagine a long day in your desk chair. The moment you start to feel lethargic, that's when red blood cells in your legs begin to clump together, thickening inside your vessels and slowing circulation. If later you notice a further drop in energy, it's because your body's insulin production is down. The sugars from your morning oatmeal linger in your bloodstream rather than being ushered into your muscles for energy. Soon a key enzyme responsible for vacuuming fat out of the blood deactivates. Small amounts of fat begin to accumulate in your blood. Your body will store it in an easy to access central location, your gut. That's one reason why it may be tough to shed extra pounds despite the morning runs. You may also have hunger cravings even though you haven't moved. That's because your appetite-regulating hormones such as leptin have gone off kilter. Meanwhile, a more subtle physiological change occurs. Deep within your leg muscles, a gene critical for suppressing clotting and inflammation switches off. By the end of the day, even with a lunch break and trips to the water cooler, your good cholesterol and insulin sensitivity may have fallen 20 to 40%. A day, even a week of this isn't much of a problem. But when you repeat that process for years, and it's easier to understand this stat, those who sit the majority of their waking hours, even if they take breaks and regularly exercise, have 2.5 times the risk of developing cardiovascular disease, according to a 2012 meta-analysis of almost 800,000 people. Gym rats don't get a pass either. In fact, studies consistently show that people who work out often spend more time on their rear ends than non-exercisers. A recent study found that marathoners sit nearly 11 hours a day they train. Perhaps that's because they believe a workout grants them the right to lounge. Exercisers are twice as sedentary on the days they hit the gym, research shows. It's foolish to think that 30 to 45 minutes of exercise every other day will immunize you from the effects of being sedentary 70, 80 hours a week, according to Hamilton. Of course, even a focused office drone gets up from his desk to grab food or run an errand. Those things help. A recent Indiana University study compared people who sat for 3 hours straight with those who got up and walked for 5 minutes every hour. In the continuous sitters, circulation fell by half, while the walkers saw no dips in blood flow. But 5 minutes of moving in an hour won't counteract the physiological impacts. Lower insulin sensitivity, higher inflammation of sitting for the rest of it. That's like trying to undo a fast food diet by eating healthy snacks. Your body is responding to what you're doing over the whole day. Sitting's effects can be dramatic on the outside as well. This according to corrective exercise specialist Elizabeth Pongo. According to Pongo, here's what happens to the typical 9-to-5er. The shoulders round and the head settles into a forward tilt. This makes it harder for the lungs to expand and take in air when you're sprinting down a basketball court or running a 5K. That classic office worker hunch means the humerus, that's the upper bone in your arm, may be tilted in and lightly grinding into the shoulder socket. Now, when you lift weights, you're causing excessive wear and tear in your rotator cuff, cartilage, and joint capsule. All day, your body is learning this repetitive slumped-over posture. Hip flexors and pecs shorten and tighten, and the glutes weaken, decreasing power and range of motion during squats, lunges, and any activity that requires explosive movement. Fortunately, the solution is quite simple. In addition to thinking, how much will I exercise this week? Ask yourself, how little will I sit? Small movements can have a big impact. The experts call it non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or NEAT. Think flexing your calves, stretching, even fidgeting in your chair. All of those movements require energy, and the calories add up, says Mayo Clinic researcher James Levine. Levine tracked workers who wore ultra-sensitive movement sensors. His finding, when all other variables were accounted for, the leanest people sat 2.25 fewer hours per day and engaged in more minor movements that helped them burn 350 more daily calories. This supports the idea that there is a direct relationship between your NEAT and your ability to stave off weight gain. Companies from Facebook to the Federal Reserve Bank have invested in standing desks, and others have shrunk the size of cubicles to create wider hallways for walking meetings. In one study by Levine, employees who were outfitted with sit-stand units lowered their sitting time by 91 minutes a day and boosted NEAT movements by 33%. In a classic case of you don't know how bad you felt until you feel better, Many also reported being more alert and less depressed, not only at work, but after they clocked out. So, things you can do to sit less. One, plan by minutes. Cornell ergonomist Alan Hedges recommends 20 minutes of sitting, 8 minutes standing, 2 minutes walking, and then repeat. The formula also improves productivity and posture, according to studies. The second one, default to a walk. Instead of mulling at your desk when you're drawing a blank, get up and take a 5-minute walk. Research suggests you'll be 60% more creative when you return. The third one, stand when tired. Make it automatic. If you yawn, stand up. Rising fires the ascending reticular activating system, a network of neurons in the cerebral cortex that enhances alertness. And the final one, shift your mindset. Before you take a seat, think of this quote from Mayo Clinic researcher James Levine. The goal of sitting should be singular, to give our bodies a break from moving. So there you have it. If you're sitting, get up. So many people sit so many hours a day. And if you're an older person as well, if you want to keep limber, if you want to keep that movement going, if you want to try to fight off some of that arthritis, get up and take a walk. I know it's hard when it's cold out. Walk the length of your house. The more active you are, the more alert you will be. And it's pretty obvious, the longer you will live. Because I need all the listeners I can get. I need you here for quite a long time. And I need you to be as healthy as you can be. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.